This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
I like this music. What can I say?
I like this music a lot. All right.
My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network. And if I get a little loopy, like somewhere along the line this hour, next hour, because this is hour seven of me doing talk radio today. So hour seven, hour eight next hour. Like I said, if I start talking about, I don't know, weird things, just know that's the case. This isn't weird, by the way. National Medical Records Review, your personal second opinion. This is really kind of cool. 1-800-254-8571. The website is nationalmedicalreview.com. If you are drowning in medical information, I don't go to the doctors a lot, but if I do, they start throwing stuff at me. I consider myself a smart guy, but I get confused very, very easy when you get sort of all tangled up in the medical healthcare system. So if you're lost and seeing, you know, your physician and or seeing getting a second opinion on something that's confusing you, makes you feel uncomfortable, maybe you have questions about a recent diagnosis, you got surgery or non-surgery or whatever, the folks over at National Medical Records Review can be your personal sounding board, like your second opinion. They've got well over 20 years of experience. There's no initial cost, so you kind of can feel it out and see for yourself. Maybe, you know, you're confused by the diagnosis you've been given and you want somebody to give you that second opinion, which I think is a great idea. And, you know, it doesn't upset your current doctor. Maybe you have a great relationship with your doctor, but you don't want to say to your doctor, I want a second opinion, because it makes him feel uncomfortable. Well, you go to these guys. And you do it all, you know, up on the up and up, but not in front of your own doctor. It's just a win-win. So listen, they're pushing you beyond the standard. It's really great. The specialty is you. Their specialty is you. And knowledge is the power in medicine. So again, I have some friends who are working with these guys, and they just do a great job. 1-800-254-8571. 800-254-8571. Or go online, nationalmedicalreview.com, and see for yourself. I think you'll be very happy with the results. All right, so Frank out here in Connecticut wants to tell me how much he's infatuated with Ilhan Omar. You love her. You love her.
I think she's pretty, but let me just start. You know, your last caller from Long Island, you know, he says Obama with the Somalis. Let's get things straight. The majority of Somalis came over here in the 90s during the Civil War, before, after, and during. That's the majority of them came over here. I don't know why people want to blame Obama for Omar, but if you want to believe lies, you can, but all you got to do is look at the statistics. We all have a Google button. They came over here in the 90s. That was their big, big district. They finally got together, and generations has passed, and they are voting now, and they became an American, and they have a representative. Yes, but let's not make no mistake. They came over here in the 90s. That's the first thing I have to say.
According to the Washington Examiner, and you could put that's mm-hmm. That's the first thing I Googled because I didn't have the numbers in front of me. 43,000 mm-hmm. Somali refugees settled under Obama. 99% mm-hmm. Muslim. 99% of them Muslims. That's a lot.
Okay. How about the '90s?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't have that in front of me, but Obama, 43,000.
43,000 people is not, okay, if you think it's not, but the majority, okay, I'm not saying that Somalis did not come over here under Obama. I said the majority. When you look in the 90s, okay, it was in the hundreds. Go ahead.
I have the numbers during the Obama administration. I have to go Google the 90s, but
it was the 90s. I mean, when she said, you can label it any way you want, but when she said, white men. She was talking about white supremacists, and they have done a lot of damage in America.
Okay, hold on, no, wanna, hold, I mean, on, hold on, hold on. If the left wants Trump to be exact in his verbiage, and I do too, then Omar and the rest of Congress have to be precise and exact in what they say. So we can no longer assume what they say.
So, wait. Are we doing that now? Are
no,
we doing
just
that
under,
because the last time they defended, but the last time they defended what Trump said every time. So I'm defending what she said. Until they stop defending what Trump says, I'm going to explain to you what she meant.
Mm.
What's wrong with that? If people explain to me what Trump meant, I'm explaining to you what she meant. Is that okay or no?
Well, you can do that. I'm just saying I would prefer that these people all get it right. Okay.
And I agree. But when we all get on the same page, that's okay. But under when you look at white supremacists, they have done a lot. Now, it's not just Timothy McVeigh. I mean, we have the abortion clinic bombers. We have the guy from Texas that hid in the woods for years. You can go on and on and on and on and on. It's not just Timothy McVeigh. Now, in my opinion, I think all terrorism is bad. But do you really believe that a Muslim person can commit mass murder and someone say, you know what, though? Let me show you their childhood. They're American, they're born here, and they're really mentally ill. Do you believe that anyone will believe that? That shows you what we think about Muslims in this country. No Muslim could be mentally ill in this country and have a mass shooting. Do you believe they can?
It's a good question. I would say, well, there's a history that has been set with Muslims and religious fanaticism, and it's actually came to our shores and has killed 3,000 folks in one shot. So there's a bias there, Frank. There is a bias. But if you look around the world, that is a religion that is killing more people than any other religion at this point in time. They're going out and killing Christians.
And they also kill each other. They're also religions that kill each other more than any other religion. You know that. But all I was saying was, when it comes to what she said, I'm explaining her way out of it. She was talking about white supremacists and radical groups. That's all she was talking about, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. I understand what you're saying. I take it a different way. I look at it differently. I think that she is constantly trying to interject race and, in a lot of cases, religion, in particular, anti-Jewish sentiment into everything she says.
And I believe Donald Trump, I think he says he does the same thing.
No, you know he doesn't do that. Not in everything.
Yes, I do.
No, like her.
So you believe what you believe. How come you don't believe what I believe?
Well, yeah, but you got to give me an example where Trump is anti either. Trump anti-Muslim?
That's what kills me. That's what kills me. When people from the right says, give me an example.
Okay.
Trump has been there almost. I mean, every time you guys want an example, it's almost kind of now, after giving so many examples, it's kind of like it doesn't matter what
the middle or
the left says.
Give me an example of where Trump went out of his way to, let's say, be anti what religion?
Anything.
Anti-Muslim? Is that what you're saying? What,
anti-women?
Anti-anything.
How about when he made fun of mentally handicapped people? How about when he said, that's my black vulture? I mean, that's my black guy there. How about when he said, punch him in the face? Now, I can go on and on. See, I go through this so many times. You guys, all you want to do is keep hearing what we feel and what we say and what Trump says, and then say, no, that's not what he meant. No, he didn't say that.
Now
the lines are drawn. I know that. But now the lines are drawn.
Okay.
I'm talking in general, not about you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Fair enough, Frank, and I appreciate the call. Here's how I'll answer that. I don't like a lot of the things that Donald Trump does. I'm not as accepting maybe as other conservative talk show hosts, and I get that. I understand that there are sides that are drawn and there are teams that you jump on. Did I like the idea that Trump, mocked that special needs person? Of course not. I mean, I would think most people out there, 99% of the people out there don't like that. And there are things that he does and says that I think 99% of the people cringe at, and they just move forward because he is a better option, and he's got the economy moving in the right direction, and they like what he says about immigration, and they like what he says about the military. So people are able to accept some of the other things that he does. And I think that's where we are. And I think that the right and the left, when they come to these forks in the road, if you will, and they start to say he said, she said, I just look at Omar, right? And I look at a congresswoman, a first-term congresswoman, who doesn't appear to love the country to me. That's the way I look at it. When I look at Trump, And even through all of his warts, I look at somebody that I actually believe loves the country. You know, you can say it's all phony or fake or however you want to spell it. Al Frank or anybody out there who's a liberal who's listening. You might think that waving an American flag. I know liberals who think waving an American flag somehow makes you a phony. I swear I talk to them all the time. There's people that I talk to on a regular basis who think that if you're draping yourself in the red, white, and blue. There's a commercial that runs on television for my show where I've got a lot of red, white, and blue around me. And people mock me and make fun of that and say, oh, it's phony. You're draping yourself in the flags, blah, blah, blah. It's phony patriotism. Garbage. I want somebody to respect the flag and respect the country and love the country. To me, you can absolutely 1,000,000% challenge leadership, but do it in a patriotic way. I don't think Omar is patriotic. I think she is about the worst sort of person that can be a congressperson in this country. Even the left, even the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's and all the rest of the crew down in Washington do not feel comfortable with Omar and Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez running the show from the extreme left. There's no way they feel good about that. There's no way. So, again, I get what you're saying, Frank, and I get what you're saying when it comes to some of the stuff that Trump has done. I totally understand it. But I think the majority of the people out there in this country think that he's patriotic. And I think if you ask those same folks if you think Omar's patriotic, the answer would be no. No way. All right, 17 after the hour, so hopefully you guys are joining me from wherever you are. From St. Louis to Minneapolis to Vegas and everywhere in between. Happy to have you along for the ride. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm the capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, we're back. Thank you, Wayne. It is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. A lot of E's, a lot of vowels, a lot of I's. It used to be Lee Elci back in the day when the Italians first came over and were up on the boat. And they threw us overboard. Something like that. I don't know. That's a silly guy. I think I remember. Well, I don't remember. I'm not that old. All right, let me grab a caller. Let's go out to Pete. Pete, how are you? You want to talk Somalia? Go ahead, sir.
I don't have a Google button, but as of 2015, the American Community Survey said there were 50,000 residents in the state in Minnesota of Somali ancestry, okay, among whom 31,400 were born in Somalia. So that means they gave birth to about 5,000 of them. In between there somewhere,
Because?
Because her hubby is divorcing her.
Well, I mean, if your husband divorces you, is he still your brother?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering. She's going back to the brother now. That was my thought.
I don't know. Well,
she started out with the brother to get here.
Right.
And they got rid of him. But then I found out they went to my alma mater, North Dakota State University, which really bothers
right?
me.
Is that
yeah.
right? I didn't know that. Okay. Well, I'm always, here's what I'm concerned about with that, because not only is Omar, is there a question about her marriage and whether she was actually married to her brother and the citizenship angle and all that and the money, there's also a huge, there's a huge election sort of scandal that's surrounding her. But my concern is, like, no one's following this up. Really, we don't hear about this at all in the news.
Following it, that's for sure.
That's exactly right. So I'm afraid that that's going to slip through the cracks, and I hope that someone presses that and continues to press it.
Well, the Minneapolis Star Tribune is following, is chasing it around. They're not letting it go. That's their hometown.
Yeah, there's one guy that comes on Fox all the time with Tucker that is constantly referring to that, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he's been on this case, and I just hope they keep pushing that.
Yeah, I'll have to check it. I got friends out there in Fargo, so.
Let's go. Go call your friends. Have your friends. Get on it.
Yeah, I have them get on. Yeah, I will. I believe me, I will. But that's the latest news that, and she's moved into a high price apartment. I understand.
Well, of course.
I don't know how she. Well, I guess maybe Soros is buying that too, paying for that.
Yeah.
I don't understand half of this stuff, Lee. It really troubles me that. Did they let this stuff slide?
Yeah, I know. And Pete, I told you, back in the beginning of all this, I said, be careful. Watch Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because we know that she started with nothing. If you remember, she complained.
Oh, yeah.
She complained the very first month she was in Washington that she could not afford the
money.
Rent. Right? So
yeah,
when
right,
she,
exactly. She had no money toward the rent.
If she is in Congress for, let's say, 6 or 10 years, I want to see what she's worth when she's done. Because then that's going to be proof positive that these guys and gals are all on the take, man.
I think she may be a short-termer.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
right.
Brother, I got to go. The music is playing. And, Pete, you're the best. I appreciate you calling in from Connecticut. Mike, I got you on hold. I got to go through the bottom of the hour. We'll come back, and we'll hit you up, and we'll talk to you again. Omar is on everybody's mind, wherever you're calling from, if you'd like to weigh in. Hey, listen, we've got people out in Minneapolis, Dallas, and San Antonio, New York, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, California, Vegas. You want to call in? It's a Friday night, man. Take me with you wherever you're going and give us a ring. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee is announcing that they're working to obtain secret grand jury material from the Mueller report. Speaking to reporters at the White House, President Trump shares his thoughts on the Democrats continuing to investigate his administration.
I think it's a disgrace what the Democrats are doing. It's so sad to see how they're impeding all of the good things that we're doing. Like, as an example, today is the border, and we're strengthening up our border with a great country.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says rift, what rift, when it comes to AOC?
So in our caucus, we have our differences. Respect that instead of making a big issue of it. Respect that. Those are our differences, and how we express ourselves as representatives of our districts is our responsibility.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Halfway through the show. Man, it's going like a, like gangbusters. Yeah, like race cars. Like picket fences on a highway. Something like that. I don't know. Let's go out to Connecticut where Mike is. Mike, thanks for waiting, buddy. Sorry for the delay, but you're up.
Yeah, no problem. You got to pay the bills, right?
That's right.
Yeah, but the squad of four. But Omar's getting quite a bit of media attention amongst the other ones, but her a little bit more. But like the previous caller, I think I'm going to take a pretty good educated guess that there's some wheels spinning behind the scenes. There's too many big question marks between the marriages and the IRS tax filings. I was actually looking at some of the codes and trying to decipher a little bit on the citizenship marriages and filing for divorces and stuff, and that could even lend into an issue. But what would be quite interesting is on her graduating class from the University of, what was it, North Dakota, I think it was?
Mm-hmm. North Dakota State.
Some people might be stepping up to the plate a little bit about that. That were in her classmates, and saying who they saw her with,
right,
and stuff like that. But I think the waters are going to start getting a little rough for her, and more than she thinks.
Mike, and the thing is you go back to a school setting like that, right? So even the host of this show, Wayne Allen Root, the great Wayne Allen Root, I mean, he went to Columbia, and supposedly he went the same time Obama went, and he says he never saw him. Right, never saw him there.
Right.
Never went to a class, and they took the same, they majored in the same thing. So I get what you're saying about Omar and people coming out of the woodwork to say this, that, and the other, but I don't know. Sometimes pin our hopes on something like that, it doesn't really materialize.
Well, some people, what it is, too, people are reluctant. All of a sudden the media spotlight's going to be on them, and so there are people reluctant to do that.
Right.
It's just that's just the human nature. But if they have something that's of valuable information, you would think they have their civic duty to present that versus sitting on that. But it's going to shake out. I have a faith in that, especially with the IRS, the fangs of the IRS. If they start spinning their wheels and going in, she's going to be in some trouble if that. What I've read and tried to follow what's available, and don't forget, she has in her camp, they have the damage control group going too. So scrubbing the internet, going through, and like kitty litter, covering up the tracks, and doing what they can. So, and also, what was interesting, one of the little articles that came out, like most communities are tight knit, that the Somalian community to speak up against somebody, that might have done something wrong, is like absolutely against the grain of their religion. So you're fighting that also. But the things, something will shake out of it, and the rest of them, AOC, I have a feeling she's going to be in for a little bit of a rough ride, too, on her next election, cycle, because there's some people popping up in her district that are saying that she's really not in touch with the people there. She took advantage of the lack of attention to the voters, and all along this whole country, but in those districts, and they capitalized on it. But you have to look at it like this. Are you going to hand off a $19 trillion gross domestic product to these four, or have them be that much of an influence to run this country? Granted, we've got some improvements to make, but there's no way. I'll go with the guy that we have in office now.
No, I agree with you as far as that goes, no question. It depends on who, whether or not he gets a real challenge, I think will depend upon who they put up against.
Yeah.
Mike, listen, buddy. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yep, thanks.
No,
I was just going to say Biden. I just will finish up. The Democratic, the next thing, they're going to be in major damage control with this next debate coming up because of what they floundered the last time. So you're going to see the spin doctors. But I think Biden's probably going to come out a little bit better. He's like doing an alley. He's against the ropes. Harris threw a little hook at him. He took the punch. But he's got more proven track record. So I think that him against Trump would be a phenomenal debate, and we'll see.
All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Let's grab a couple more calls, some people on hold. So we'll go out to Hartford, Connecticut, where Bert is. Bert, you're on the USA Radio Network. What's up?
Yes, sir. I would like to talk about the jihadists that are planted here in America. Okay. And there's a gentleman, he's a pastor of a church down in Atlanta named Michael Youssef. I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not.
Not yet, no.
He pastors the Church of the Apostles down there. He's an Egyptian American, and he was brought up in Egypt and brought up in that culture, and turned to Christianity later in his life, and then eventually made it here to America. And he recently wrote a book entitled, I haven't received the book yet. I'm going to grab it as soon as I can. Called The Third Jihad, and he delineates all the attempts of the Muslim world to incorporate Islamic principles all over the world.
Bert, you know what my biggest fear is as far as jihadists in this country, and I've said this a million times on the air. I don't know. Tell me what you think about this. I think that our borders have been so porous for so long, literally since Reagan was president, we have not had a good immigration plan. And if children can walk across the border right in the middle of the day and get in unscathed, unnoticed, how many potential jihadists are here waiting like ticking time bombs? That is my, to me, I mean, maybe that seems a little far-fetched. Maybe not. Maybe some folks out there listening right now say, yeah, I agree with that. But I've said this a million times on the air. One of my biggest fears is coming on and doing my morning show every morning. But one morning I get up and let's say Seattle or Tucson or San Antonio is on fire because a dirty bomb went off because one of these sleeper cells decided to sort of click and start doing all kinds of damage. How can there not be jihadist sympathizers in this country when our borders are so poor?
I totally agree, and Pastor Youssef would also agree with you. I'd love for it, for you to or Wayne to interview this man. I've heard an interview by him, and what he has to say. And what
what's his name again? I'll write it down. I'll reach out.
Pastor,
what's his name?
Pastor Michael Youssef. He's a pastor down in Atlanta of the Church of the Apostles. That's his location.
Of the Apostles. All right, I'll try to do that.
I know you'd love to hear from him because he's got a lot of insight into this from a lot of points of view.
All right, Bert. Thank you, buddy. And thanks for listening out in Hartford. I believe you'd probably be on WDRC in Hartford, which is one of the oldest stations in the state of Connecticut. Out to Rhode Island we go, and one of our favorite Rhode Island callers, Sandy. Sandy, what are you doing tonight?
Hi. Well, it's tough. You're getting popular. It's getting tough to talk to you.
Oh, please. Now, by the way, just so everybody knows, Sandy painted me the most. I can't rave enough about this painting. She painted me the most lovely picture of a bunch of flowers and a couple of birds, and it's actually up in my room at home. So there you go.
Yeah, but there was only one bird in it.
Only one bird. Okay.
That's a nice guy that answers the phone.
He's a wonderful guy.
I never hear anybody giving the definition of racism. Do you think I could do that?
Yeah, please.
This is from the Webster Dictionary. Racism, noun. Animosity shown to peoples of different race, lineage. Race, descendants of a common ancestor, lineage, descent. Now, did I mention the word colorman there?
No.
See, they watered down the word, so the average person doesn't even know what the word racism means.
Wait, read it again. Read it again for us, so we can get it again.
Racism, a noun, animosity shown to peoples of different race, lineage. Race is descendants of a common ancestor, lineage, descent. Now, you know, Omar should look up the definition of racism in the dictionary.
Listen, I agree. I don't know what to add to that. I think that she's a hateful person, and she's going to spread as much hate as she can.
Yeah, just
right?
Twist it. And she doesn't care about America, and there's an awful lot of people that feel the same way she does, but if they want socialism, I heard that what's going on in Germany is probably the best place for these people to go. Should go over there and live.
Oh, you mean the folks, the Muslims who are trying to find a... Well, they're going into Germany at record numbers. That's sort of what they want to have happen here. I mean, listen, I like our culture. I want to protect our culture. I don't want our culture to sort of fall by the wayside. I want people who come here to assimilate. It doesn't mean that you have to give up what you are or what you, you know, believe, but I think the core values of this country need to be adhered to when you come here. You can't sort of spit in the face of America, Americana, apple pie, Chevrolet, and baseball. You've got to kind of work with us a little bit, and I think a lot of times the big problems when it comes to racism or culturalism is the fact that people come here and they want to keep their own culture and sort of turn their back on the rest of us. That didn't happen the last few generations. Our parents, my parents, etc., you know, they came, my grandparents came, and they assimilated. They wanted to be Americans. Right? All right, Sandy, thank you very much. Listen, we have to take a break. We got still Dr. Alessi's going to join us at the top of the hour. You're going to like hearing from him. He's a really smart neurologist, works with the Yankees. By the way, the Yankees are already losing to the Red Sox. I'm just saying. I in passing by, I noticed that the Red Sox hung a 3-spot on the Yanks right away. So anyway, those of you out there who are fans of baseball, sure. We can. By the way, I was going to talk about regret somewhere along the line tonight. Maybe we'll do that. After 8:30 or 5:30 on the West Coast. All right, we got to run. I'm running late. USA Radio Network. Don't move. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, yes, indeed, raw and unfiltered. No Wayne Allyn Root tonight, not until Thursday. He'll be back then. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for him until then. USA Radio Network, that's across the country. We've had a lot of calls from the East Coast, a couple from out in Vegas tonight. And if you want to weigh in, you can. 833-927-8255. A couple things, and we've been having some fun tonight and talking about a number of different things. But on the serious side, it looks like the Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration today, lifting a freeze put in place by lower courts that had halted its plan to use $2.5 billion in Pentagon funds to build a border wall. So the decision split along political lines that allow the administration to move ahead of plans to use the military funds to replace existing fencing in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and more robust fencing. Not new fencing, by the way. So we don't have any new fencing, which is concerning. But it replaces the existing fencing with, I guess, better fencing. And Trump tweeted out, wow, big victory on the wall. The United States Supreme Court overturns lower court injunction, allows southern border wall to proceed. Big win for border security and the rule of law. So that is one big story that comes to pop in. There's another one, too, by the way. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. Well, you see a lot of these stories about the inhumane conditions and overcrowding at some of these facilities. Now, there was a guy who went into an immigration detention facility in California. Cameras were allowed inside the ICE facility, just one of 31 centers in the United States run by private contracted company GEO. It's a GEO group, I guess. And during the tour led by a Thomas Giles, who's the acting director of ICE's Los Angeles field office, they got in there and they saw, common areas where people were on phone banks, legal services, hotlines to the DHS office, the inspector general, as far as grievances. Some immigrants were playing Xbox. I don't have an Xbox. Others were playing soccer on an artificial turf outside. Others were in a pool. So the idea or the spin that they're all in cages and jail cells is just not true. Now, listen, there are facilities There's one, I think, in Pennsylvania, which is close to me, the closest to me, that is essentially an old prison. And they're in basically cells. But that's because there's nowhere else to put these folks. So this is one of those scenarios where someone went in, cameras rolling, and you're getting a different perspective. So it's not all what it's cracked up to be. They're not all behind bars. They're not all screaming and crying and yelling that they're in jail. No. In some cases, they're being able to have, a better life than from where they came. Once again, if I were living in Guatemala, I would try to come here too. So I feel for them. But we just have no place to put them, and we don't have resources to deal with all of the folks that are coming across the border. So if Trump is able to solve one issue in his 8 years as president, if he's able to construct some better immigration plan when it's all said and done, right, if he's able to come up with a better security plan, a better way to handle asylum seekers, which, again, is something that he's trying to do. By the way, he comes up, you know, to his credit, as far as immigration, he's constantly moving, if you will, and sort of shucking and jiving, to use an old boxing term. He's trying to maneuver so that there's a soft landing spot where he can change some of the rules to benefit this country and not necessarily put it behind the eight ball when it comes to immigration. He's trying, you know, different methods. The latest one was the quick turnaround as far as people being apprehended within 200 miles of the border, where they don't have to go and get in front of a judge, which I think is it's a smart move. How many judges do you think we have to put up there to have this move at a outside of a snail's pace? Otherwise, the backlog is it's almost a decade long. It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, so that's a story that is out there that we had sort of not gotten to, and I'm glad that we did. And there's other things that there's a detention center, I guess, operating. All these detention centers are operating at dangerously overcrowded levels. In El Paso, apparently, roughly 750 detainees are in this one facility, which is, I guess, seven times more than that is supposed to be in there. Once again, they're supposed to have upwards of in one of these areas they were supposed to have 35. They've got 155. So again, it's a matter of space. It's a matter of facilities. It's a matter of resources, and we don't have them. So what are you supposed to do at the border when you're literally getting invaded by a group of folks and you don't have enough room or anywhere to put them? What are you supposed to do? What, as a nation, what are we supposed to do? Like, just let them in and sort of wave to them and, okay, go ahead. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? How are you going to make a living? How are you going to make money? How are you going to eat? What happens if you fall down and break your leg? Who has to pay for all that? Well, of course we do. All right, listen, we've reached the end of the second hour. Dr. Anthony Alessi will join us after the top. You're going to like him if you haven't heard him before. Stick around for that. He does a great job, breaks down a lot of different things. And, again, he's one of the good ones, so we'll chat with him. A lot of different topics we can cover after that. Take more of your phone calls as well. Once again, my email address is LeeElseRadio. The number is 833-927-8255. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hey.